fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Friday, June 4th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. Well, for whatever reason, the biggest cryptocurrency exchange finally added the most recent popular cryptocurrency. So for the most part, everyone who is in the crypto that has a little bit of knowledge about cryptocurrency has heard of Bitcoin and Ethereum. The next most well-known would be Dogecoin. Now, when you talk about just buying cryptocurrency, the pretty much the Walmart of cryptocurrency exchanges is Coinbase. In fact, Coinbase recently went public. I actually don't know where their stock price sits right now. I imagine it sits lower than when it opened, because when it opened, people just evaluated the value of Coinbase as just being ludicrously high. But now, but the thing that was missing from Coinbase, which seemed kind of odd at the time, is that it didn't support Dogecoin. At the time that Elon Musk has been heavily, and I do mean heavily, promoting it. So where does that, you know, put him right now? Well, now they're supporting Dogecoin. And oddly enough, Dogecoin is now, for the most part, pretty stable. It had a bit of a spike up to 40 cents, but it pretty much sits anywhere between 28 and 32 cents per Dogecoin. And that's pretty much where it's holding its value right now. But what's fascinating, and I do mean fascinating about it, is that the best opportunity for Coinbase to have supported Dogecoin was back when the currency was extremely volatile. Coinbase doesn't Coinbase makes its revenue by charging a transaction fee. If you sell cryptocurrency, there is a transaction fee you have to pay. If you buy cryptocurrency, there's a transaction fee you have to pay. And it's usually like a set amount. The key time for Coinbase to have introduced supporting Dogecoin was back when it was volatile, because then every single trader that's trying to just quickly ride and bail on the waves, well, they'd be paying Coinbase every single time. And quite frankly, when the currency is volatile like that, riding the short bursts is probably one of the smarter things you can do, and you can actually make a decent amount of stable income that way, rather than just riding it to the moon like a lot of people say. That's how you do that sort of thing. But Coinbase missed the mark, and now the currency is pretty much stable. And of course, now the future of cryptocurrency in general is very, very questionable. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.